Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Evidence of that is the Mary Rose, a warship commissioned by the English Navy in 1511. At the time, her cannon arrangement was revolutionary. Instead of mounting her guns to the top deck, the Mary Rose had guns that secured to the lower decks and fired through portholes. Trouble came in 1536 when the ship underwent a redesign that followed simple logic. If a few cannons are good, then more cannons are better. Unfortunately, the builders overlooked an important design consideration, the extra weight. The Mary Rose wasn't built to withstand an additional 500 to 700 tons of weight. As a result, she sat lower in the water, which dropped the portholes closer to the water as well. In her first battle after her upgrade, the Mary Rose was hit broadside and began to list. Seawater rushed into the portholes and sank the ship so quickly that 90% of her crew perished with her. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. That's true in every area of life. Hard work is rewarding, but overwork strains our relationships. Sports and music lessons for our children are beneficial, but overloading their schedule can be exhausting. And the list goes on and on, impacting every area of life. More is not always better. Keep the good stuff good, but not overdoing it. A good life is all about balance. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.